All right, so I wanted to just share a few thoughts of mine regarding the Kirk Cousins situation. But first, I want to play a sound bite from NFL Network's Mike Garafolo. He shared some interesting tidbits on the Cousins contract situation and the negotiation process.
And I can give you a sense for just how far apart these sides were. Let me take you back to February. I reported back then that the Redskins made two offers, one at $12.5 million per year on a multi-year deal, and then another one at $15 million per year on a multi-year deal. Now, I doubled back on some of this information, and I talked to somebody who was informed of the progress of talks all the way through, and they said there was one more offer after I reported that, and it was at $16 million per year, and that was right around the time of the scouting combine in February, and that from that point to right now, as we're up against the deadline, the Redskins did not improve that offer. Again, $16 million per year with about $24 million in guarantees. And if you look at the franchise tag, he's guaranteed $20 million already. So that would have been only about another $4 million guaranteed. Just didn't make sense for Kirk Cousins to take that deal. He might as well play on the tag at about $20 million. He believes that the Redskins want to see him do it again. He's willing to do that. He bet on himself before the franchise tag deadline by not taking their deals and saying, hey, you know what? Go ahead, tag me. They did. He's willing to bet on himself again here. But again, these sides never even remotely in the same ballpark. I mentioned earlier Von Miller's tag was about $14 million per year. The team's offer was 19, so it wouldn't make sense to stay down here. You can flip that for Kirk Cousins. His franchise tag up here at $20 million, the team at about $16 million, never made sense for him to come close to accepting that deal.
That's really interesting stuff from Mike Garafolo on Kirk Cousins, and it kind of speaks to maybe what the Redskins think about the player right now. And I know some people think that maybe it could be Dan Snyder who held the Redskins back from signing Kirk Cousins long term. I highly disagree with that notion because the Redskins, including Dan Snyder, believes in Scott McLuhan. He trusts his eye for talent, and so if Scott McLuhan stood on the table for Kirk Cousins and said that, hey, this is our future, this is a guy that's going to be our future, he's our franchise quarterback, he played well last season, he's going to continue doing even better, or at least around the same that he played late last season, he's going to be a solid quarterback for us. If he stood on the table and said to Dan Snyder and the rest of the team that this is our guy, I believe the Redskins would have anteed up their price. They would have locked Kirk Cousins up long term. But I don't believe Scott McLuhan did that because the Redskins would have signed him long term. So I just don't see it. And I know there's some people that say, well, hey, you don't know that for sure. Well, let's say that did happen and Dan Snyder still said no. Then that goes to show you that the Redskins still have issues in their organization that have yet to be resolved. And that's another story. But there is a Scott McLuhan angle here where I do wonder that, you know, with the way the Redskins kind of backed into the playoffs last season, if it was a bit too much success too early for the Scott McLuhan era, where it's like almost like something is happening too fast, like a relationship. It's happening too fast, and you have to kind of slow it down to figure out where you're at and to kind of evaluate things because it happened a little too fast. Scott McLuhan last year before the season began, he had some low expectations for the Redskins. I tried to find the article. I can't remember who wrote it and where the quote came from, but I remember Scott McLuhan saying that he did not expect too much from the Redskins in 2015 other than a team that was going to compete and make teams feel them each and every week. And so I think that Scott McLuhan believes that things happened a bit too fast last year, and he has to kind of slow it down and say, hey, listen, we still have to evaluate things because, listen, this is his second year as being the GM of the Washington Redskins. He knows the history of this team. This is Jay Gruden's third year going into his third year as being the head coach. He knows that the Redskins typically don't keep coaches past their third year. Neither one of these guys, Gruden or Kirk Cousins, are Scott McLuhan products. And so McLuhan has to sit back and evaluate, because he's entering his second season. And if things aren't happening a certain way, he knows that Redskins fans are only going to give him a certain amount of time of a grace period to say that, hey, this is our guy, we trust everything he does, before they totally turn their back on him. So Scott McLuhan has to be careful with what he does moving forward. He has to evaluate things. And last season, there was a lot of people who said, even during the season, that, hey, this can't be totally an evaluation season for Kirk Cousins, because he received the keys to the car very late in preseason. He didn't have enough time to go through a full offseason as being the guy. And it was his first time being able to have a full season playing as the starter. So it was hard to evaluate him totally on that. So now you have a full offseason. He's moving forward as being the guy. You have him entrusted as that. He has that leadership role going for him now. And so from a mental aspect, you want to see him move forward and you want to see him progress. And of course, a lot of people think now with the Redskins offensive players that they have acquired, and with the Josh Doctson and bringing in Vernon Davis, which isn't a lot, because now you're talking about a rookie and the guy hasn't even practiced a week. And you have an older tight end who hasn't played well in years. So really you're bringing back the same offense, other than what I think will be the top receiver on this team going forward, which is Jamison Crowder, who Kirk Cousins struggled to find last season. He's really moving forward with some of the same pieces. You're going to expect Jordan Reed to continue playing at a high level. So it's not like he doesn't have a lot of pieces around him. He does. He has receivers he can just throw the ball to and be able to make big plays. But the Redskins need to see more consistency from him moving forward. And for Scott McLuhan to sit here and give Kirk Cousins a big deal after one season at helm, I think you could label that a bit impulsive. This is not Andrew Luck. I mean, yes, Andrew Luck has thrown games away plenty of times, but Andrew Luck has also proven that he can win playoff games. He has proven that he can bring his team from the dirt and put it on his shoulders and win football games with practically nobody around him. Kirk Cousins is not Andrew Luck. He is not Russell Wilson right now. Maybe he could be. And maybe that's the risk the Redskins are taking by not signing him long-term. But listen, I think this is a risk that Scott McLuhan and the organization is taking. And they're taking it because Scott McLuhan did not stand on the table for Kirk Cousins. They're taking it because Scott McLuhan is in year two. He's taking a sit back and he's saying that, listen, we got to evaluate things. We cannot be impulsive here. We cannot make impulsive moves off of one season where we backslid into the playoffs and had some success late in the year. Yes, we did have some success. That's awesome. But listen, we got to evaluate things. We got to make sure that we're moving in the right direction. Scott McLuhan cannot be impulsive, because if he does, then he's going to turn this organization back into the direction they were headed in years ago before he came to town.